Climate change is not something that will just impact the future. It's happening now. An unrelenting heat wave in California and on the West Coast has helped fuel forest fires. There's been massive flooding in India, Bangladesh, and Nepal that has devastated the region. Hurricanes Irma and Maria have decimated the Caribbean. Hurricane Harvey caused catastrophic flooding in Texas. Yet these aren't the first catastrophes. 5 years ago this week, Superstorm Sandy hammered New York and New Jersey. Sandy spawned incredible storm surge flooding, claiming 159 lives in the mid-Atlantic and northeast regions of the country, and left behind more than $70 billion in damages, making it one of the costliest natural disasters in U.S. history. Sandy hammered New York and New Jersey, leaving much of New York City powerless and, in some areas, under feet of water. Like the catastrophes left in Sandy's wake, the islands of the Caribbean, Texas, and the other nations have suffered unprecedented damage from this year's hurricanes, fires, and floods. What do these storms have to do with climate change? Here's what we know. Global warming heats the atmosphere, which leads to heat waves. Higher temperatures lead to increased rates of evaporation, leading to rapid drying of soils, which not only contributes to droughts, it can also lead to forest fires. Global warming also leads to higher sea levels, which in turn increases the risk of storm surge, contributing to the damage brought by hurricanes. But you wouldn't know it from what we hear from Washington. There, climate deniers continue to argue that the science isn't settled, that programs to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases are useless, and, in fact, the federal government should bail out the coal industry, a leading contributor to the world's warming crisis. You heard that correctly. Energy Secretary Rick Perry has advanced a plan to bail out the coal industry. Under the proposal, the federal government would require anyone who receives an electric bill to pay owners of coal and nuclear power plants their operating costs, plus a guaranteed profit, regardless of whether the plants are selling electricity at a competitive price. Bailing out those responsible for global warming is exactly the wrong approach. Instead, policymakers should be making the fossil fuel industry pay to help us all deal with the responses. That's what's happening right now in California. Five cities have filed lawsuits against five of the biggest oil companies to offset the costs from local flooding in low-lying areas, eroding shores, and saltwater impacts on water treatment systems. Just a few of the impacts linked to sea level rises. Of course, more needs to be done, stopping the industry from creating new infrastructure is another important step. After all, new pipelines and other facilities need to be used for decades in order to pay off the cost of building them in the first place. When it comes to climate change, there is no time left. As downstate New York residents found out when facing Superstorm Sandy, the time for rhetoric is over. The time for action is now.